I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
This week, we're making the best of a bad situation. Shotgun cleaning, freshwater fishing, gardening, and more. Coming at you right now. The sun comes up to
dry the field. What's new, Travis?
3 podcasts last week. Like, just when you thought you couldn't get enough Cast and Blast, we brought you more Cast and Blast.
It's almost like we have more free time or something.
Our strategy cannot be halted.
You didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it as a people, as an audience, but we gave it to you.
Right.
I think some people did ask for it. I think there was someone that said, now that we're on quarantine, I think it may have been friend of the show, Thomas Martin Brown, that said, now that we're on quarantine, we should do a show every day. And I'm like, that's not how that works.
Yeah,
bro.
No. No.
not so
much.
That
would be the worst show ever. Also, I love that we tripled our output when no one is driving. So the listenership of podcasts has nosedived in a direct correlation to us releasing more episodes.
So we did our Tuesday episode on Fair Chase, which I thought was a very good episode. And confession, by the time the episode airs, I've usually listened to it 4 or 5 times in editing. So I don't usually listen to it. Like, I'm not eager to listen to them unless they're just uproariously funny. But I listened to that one actually on a walk this week. And I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, it turned out pretty good.
Then Kaylee, Emily, and I, Nate's sister Kaylee, official, what is she now? The official what correspondent?
She's the pop culture correspondent.
The official pop culture correspondent. How do you feel about that, Nate? Your sister being the official.
She's the right person for the job. She's up on all the pop culture things, however you say that. I don't know.
I'm concerned at some point she's going to drag us down a Backstreet Boys road that we don't want to go down.
Well, that is a real possibility.
So we did the Tiger King episode, and I thought that was a lot of fun. Like, we got a lot of positive feedback on that, as absurd and ridiculous as it was. And if you didn't listen to it, no harm, no foul. We do not blame you one bit.
You know what's funny about one of my favorite comments?
What?
So we marketed that episode and said, this is a episode with cursing. It's like Cast and Blast explicit. And then someone commented online and said,
"It was D Wood Nasty, 100%. It was D Wood Nasty.
I can't believe you guys call this an explicit episode, and you wouldn't even say the F word."
And then I did a conversation last week with, well, I did it a few weeks back, but it was with Cindy Stites, that was a fantastic interview. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it, Nate, but
I haven't yet, but I am excited to get into it.
I am as proud of that interview as, I mean, we've done a lot of good conversations. I would say we haven't put out one yet that I'm not proud of, but this was just so good. Like, her story is so compelling, from domestic violence to hunting and how hunting helped. I'm going to quote her. Hunting basically saved her. It was almost like a salvation area in her life. And man, she's got a powerful story. She gives constantly, like she gives back to hunting and conservation. And I just enjoy the heck out of talking to her and what she has to say. Like, when she speaks, I listen. So she's somebody I really admire in the industry. She doesn't work in the industry. She just does this because she loves it. So it's a really good conversation. If you haven't listened to it yet, you should check it out. What is new with you, Nathan?
So Catherine and I took social distancing to heart and
to a whole nother
left
level.
left our houses and went to a state park this weekend and camped for 2 nights. And we had a good time. We did stay appropriately apart from people. Catherine was like, hey, let's do this hike. You know.
Okay.
It's like 7 miles. Let's do this 7 mile hike. I was like,
Can I
okay.
interrupt right there? And say that Nate is not a hiker.
I'm not a hiker.
Nate wants an objective if he goes on a hike. There's got to be a turkey or a deer or a trout at the end.
Right.
Didn't we talk about...
Or an elk.
Yeah.
Some hiking boots that you wanted, though, on the show?
No, they were hunting boots.
I do. They're hunting boots, and they're great, and they're great boots, and they're very comfortable, and I did wear them on this hike.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if anything I wore would have mattered. So
okay,
she's like, let's go on this 7 mile hike. It's like a loop around this state park. I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at it, and if anybody who knows how to read a topo map, there are some lines in that topo map that are real close together, like real close together on this trail.
Emily, do you know what that
and
means?
I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I don't think Catherine
Does it denote incline?
Yeah, so the closer together they are, the steeper it is.
Steep, yeah, the steeper it is, right. So I'm looking at this beforehand, and I'm like, okay, this is not going to be a whole lot of fun. And, you know, and Catherine, God bless her, she doesn't, you know, she's a lot like Emily when it comes to geography, maybe. And so, like, so she just doesn't really understand the whole, like, incline, decline.
It's
so,
only this far on the map.
Yeah. It only goes, yeah.
Texas
so,
is right next to Tennessee.
Yeah. So we start on this hike, and the first part of it's downhill. So, yeah,
easy
we're
peasy.
Cruising right along. Easy peasy. So we go from the parking area, we go down the mountain, and then we go up the other mountain, and then we go down that one again, and then back up the one we came down at first.
Baller.
And so, and it was a beautiful hike. There were some really pretty, like, streams and, like, waterfall-type features and stuff. It's very pretty. But by the second half of the hike, I was already done. We were, like, running out of water. And so we had to, like, ration our water on the way back. And by the time, I mean, the last, like, almost 2 miles was all uphill back to the truck. And we were almost dead by the time we hit the parking lot. Almost dead. It was like we would walk 100 yards and then like stop and take a break and be like, okay, we can do this. And then I'd look at the map and be like, okay, we only got 3/4 mile left to go. And so then we'd walk a little further. It's like, okay, we still got 0.6 miles to go. And we'd walk a little farther.
Oh, no.
And so, but we made it. We did it. And I'm a little sore today from all that walking.
Did you learn any lessons here, Nate?
The lesson is if your fiance wants to take you on a 7.5 mile hike, just say no.
Just say no.
Or suggest a shorter, like 2.5 mile hike that we could have done that would have been maybe a little better.
And but a pro tip is in that situation to make up a reason that the 2.5 mile hike is better. There's a vista on that 2.5 mile hike that when I came here as a kid was way cooler. So,
yeah, exactly.
Something to that effect. Emily.
But anyway, we had a good time.
What is new with you?
Well, you know, it's funny. So I texted Nate a picture of my what's new yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Who knows?
Oh, my God.
We've lost
my
track
days.
Of all space and time.
Anyways, he texted me back. He's like, that looks awesome after the 12-mile hike Catherine just dragged me on.
Right.
So we got a pool, ladies and gentlemen. We purchased a pool
for $83.
For $83 on Amazon.
It's an inflatable blow up pool.
For adults, though.
And like proper Polk County rednecks.
100%.
You put it on your back porch.
Yeah.
So you technically have a screened in pool.
Oh,
at your
Hundo
house,
right? P, dude.
Heck yes, we do.
Hundo P, we've got a screened in pool.
It's got a pump. It's going to have chlorine tabs and a thermometer. It's currently got 10 or so floating drink holders in it. And as of today, a pool cover.
Yeah.
The temperature, we believe it to be about 50 degrees.
Roughly 50 degrees. We're going to have to break ice to use it. But it's fine.
Freezing. But it was so much fun. And just a great way to break up the monotony. If you have babies at home, kiddos at home, teenagers at home, and they need something to do.
35-year-old women.
Yeah, or, you know, me. Highly recommend purchasing one. Amazon will bring it straight to your door. What's new with you, Trav?
Hold on. I've already done my what's new. Remember, I went first.
Dadgummit.
But I'm going to say, you should check out the show sometime. I want to go back to Nate's what new. First off, the pool's amazing. Fantastic purchase, Emily. I do. As soon as we set the pool up, though, we got a cold front. And then, like, we're getting another cool front later this week.
Okay.
So I feel like that was not magical.
Yeah, and I tried to say we should wait to set the pool up until it was, like, 90 degrees or higher a couple of days in a row.
Yeah, send it.
And he was like, you don't understand ambient temperature and how things work. And I was like, okay, fine. Let's set it up. I don't care.
Travis has never said anything like that in his life. I don't
oh, my
god!
With 100% certainty. I want to go back to the official fiance of the show for a second here. Because on social media, I saw some campfire cooking occur. Because Catherine asked on the Cast of Blast Florida group. If you're not in the Facebook group, you should be. You're missing the best time on Facebook. But Catherine asked for recipes for camping, which I didn't see the recipes, so I'm sure that dinner was delightful. But what I saw was someone trying to roast raw cookie dough over a fire. And
yes.
Can you just tell us what happened there, Nate?
Maybe the quote of the year of how you described it tasting.
Yes. So, Catherine, we get back and we talked about doing like a cast iron like cookie skillet. Like a 12-inch like
pro
cast iron
move.
Cookie skillet.
That would be a pro move.
Over the fire. Like, we talked about that, but we never... It got too late. We never got around to it. But she still wanted a cookie. And I was just like, hand me a square of dough, because that's all I care about when it comes to that. And so, but she, like, wanted to, like, warm it up and make it, like, gooey. And so she tried to stick it on a little, like, a fork thing, like a marshmallow roaster or something like that, and hold it over the fire to try to warm it up. Well... In about 30 seconds, it fell off of that into the fire. So plan A did not work. Plan B was she took a spatula with like some slats in it, like a metal spatula, and set the cookie dough on top of that and tried to set it on the coals. And it worked a little bit better.
But
they were super gooey and the chocolate was melted. But it was very, it tasted like a cigarette. It tasted like like I was eating cigarette butts because it was so smoky from the campfire.
That was my favorite quote.
It absorbed all, like, I said it was gooey and cigarette-y is what I said on Facebook. And so, I mean, props to her for giving it a shot. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. And we're talking about maybe some kind of campfire cooking apparatus.
There you go. Yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So kudos to official fiance of the show for the effort, although it did provide some delightful laughs. Before we move into the main segment, we need to pay some bills. And the way we do that is we talk about one of our sponsors. We have two sponsors this week. How baller is that? First one we're going to talk about is Fletcher Hallett with Hallett Insurance, 904-315-5812. I was showing him a picture on Facebook. Was it this morning?
It was this morning. He showed me, he turned his phone around. He's like, look at this. It was a boat on fire at a boat ramp.
At Gandy Boat Ramp.
Yikes.
Sitting in the water off the trailer, boat is just engulfed in flames. And you read through the comments and you see, man, I hope you have insurance. Man, I hope you have insurance. Man, I hope you have insurance. Fletcher Hallett is how you get insurance on your boat. I got a message this week from somebody. It was like, thank you so much for connecting us with Fletcher. Never would have heard of him. Never would have known who that dude was. He's the person who reached out to me now has his house, his boat, and I think his cars on there. And I wanted to mention life insurance is another thing people should consider and think about, like
these times.
I don't want to.
We're not trying to scare you into buying something.
That's not for Fletcher. That's for me. Like,
yeah,
that's a thing that we should all be cognizant of. Like, as we look around, I don't know where you're at on this pandemic versus. I think we have folks in our audience that are like, it's like the flu. And I think we have folks in our audience that are like, this is the worst thing on the history of the world. And it's just something to consider, something to think about. If you don't have life insurance, like it's a serious thing.
You know,
I'm sure Fletcher, if he can't do that, he can point you in the right direction on how to get that taken care of.
Pandemic or not, nobody lives forever. So it's something to think about.
Fletcher Hallett, Hallett Insurance, 904-315-5812. You can call or text him or send him an email, fhallett@hallettins.com.
Double the L's and double the T's. Hallett for all your insurance needs.
Yeah.
We titled this Making the Best of a Bad Situation. And we're trying to come up with some stuff that we're going to be doing, we're going to be working on while we're in quarantine, trying to maintain social distance, trying to just make the best of a bad situation. What did you call this, Nate? You called this Marie Kondo with something.
Marie Kondo, your quarantine.
That's it. Maybe we'll adapt that as the official title of the... So, we're
call
just...
it the Con-marantine.
We're just going to go round robin here. Nate, what's the... You and I both have the obvious answers. What's the first one on our list?
Yeah, I mean, it's turkey season, guys and gals. It's time to get out in the spring woods and chase those goblin turkeys. Even though I can't seem... to find one, which I'll get into later. But anyway, it's a great time of year to get out and enjoy some public lands if they're open, and we'll cover that a little later too.
Yeah, that's going to be part of my release.
But enjoy some public lands, enjoy watching the woods wake up in the spring morning. There's not much better than that, and maybe hear a turkey gobble, which I can't seem to hear. So,
and you can maintain social distance.
Maintain social distance, exactly. there's nobody else near you unless you choose to have someone there with you. And just sit in the woods and enjoy it. Maybe kill a turkey.
That was the obvious answer number one. And we've already talked about that a couple weeks ago. Obvious answer number two is going fishing. A lot of boat ramps we've talked about recently have been closed due to quarantine rules or shelter in place. I don't even know how you phrase all this stuff. We could go down a long podcast just discussing all the ins and outs of how I feel about that versus how I don't feel about it. But at the end of the day, a lot of ramps are locked up. So for me, that means focusing more on freshwater fishing. And I've got the line on a really good shellcracker bite that I'm planning to take advantage of later this week. So a lot of the lakes around, like the little one-off lakes, those aren't closing because you don't go out there raft up. I think the part of the reason we're seeing the ramp closures is people rafting up and partying.
Right.
So like the little lake closest to our house, that ramp's wide open, so we can go down there and pound some shellcrackers and bluegill. And
yeah. How many fish do you pass on the way to saltwater fish?
Yeah, a bajillion.
A billion fish, right? So check out your local lakes. Take time to learn your local lakes. This is a great time to do it.
And saltwater fishing is not off the table.
No, it's not. In certain areas, it's certainly not. I think if you're wanting to stay close to home during this whole thing, it's a great time to learn your local lake and really figure that out.
Well, and for us, that's because we're inland. The other thing is, right, on our group last week, on our Facebook group last week, there were a lot of comments about ramp closures and stuff, and a lot of folks in the group were like, hey, I was out on the water today and saw a lot of folks out there, tons of boats, but it looked like everyone was trying to do their best to embrace social distancing. And so I think that's something that gets missed in the conversation when you look at, you know, now they got the social distancing scorecard where they're hacking into our cell phone data so that they can breach our privacy to tell how far we move around. I think there's some truth to that, but at the same time, if you're going to lakes and you're staying more than 50 feet from other boats, or you're staying more than 6 feet away from other people, like, okay, so who cares at the end of the day? Unless this is being spread by air and we don't know about it somehow, I don't see what the big deal is there. And if you're able to find some enjoyment in the outdoors, now is the time to find some enjoyment in the outdoors. End rant. I think. I don't even know if that was a rant. What do you have on your list?
I would bet all the money in my pockets that he's not done either way. What do I got on my list? I have organizing your boat stuff. Okay. So the literal Marie Kondoing of your boat. But this is a super practical tip for a duck boat or a fishing boat, because it can save you so much money, especially doing it in the spring. So we would go order a couple of maybe clear bins where we could store things. And literally you make yourself take everything out of your boat, throw away what's garbage, sort through what you have. The way it helps you save money is once you inventory stuff, you don't end up buying extras of things you already have. And when you plan it out this early in the year, if you need stuff, you can put it on your Father's Day list.
Right. Exactly. Father's Day, birthday, Christmas, like all this. You can look for summer sales.
You can look for summer sales, especially now.
Especially now, because
people are just looking to move product any way they can.
And in the waterfowl world, I know that Max is big and Rogers is big, but they're also still smaller companies compared to like Bass Pro and Cabela's. They still need to move merchandise. They still need to make some sales. So you're able to benefit some of those companies and take advantage of some really good deals on the waterfowl front.
Also, I would recommend just splurging for some labels that you can just hand write on, because it just gets a little crazy if you don't label things.
Yeah, that's a good idea. She helped. We did this with the fishing boat before duck season, and when I put it back together to start fishing this year, it was cake.
It was
and
easy.
I had so much room because there had been so much stuff I'd accumulated over the years. And it was like, wow, where did all this space come from?
Seven rusty nets.
Right. So that's a good one, Em. What do you got next, Nate?
Read a book. A lot of people have a lot of time to read right now. And, you know, pick up that book that you've been thinking about reading for a long time, or that a friend suggested, or, you know, whatever. It's a great time just to plow through some books if you're a big reader, which I'm not. And I'm not very good at, like, suggesting books to people because I don't read that much. But you know, it is a great time. Like if you've been meaning to read Sand County Almanac, or you've been meaning to read a Teddy Roosevelt book, or you've been meaning to read 10th Legion by, you know, Colonel Tom Kelly, whatever is your outdoor book, do it. I mean, it's, you've got time to do it. So,
and I think it's a good time to do it. So we each of us have a book to recommend, at least one. I think it's a good time to do it simply because you're, it gets you off the internet. It gets you, right. it gets you out, disconnected for a minute. So I've been trying to, during quarantine, read for 30 minutes a day, not to praise myself, just because it, I put my phone down. I don't look at it for 30 minutes. I'm focused on it, focused on the book. So my book I have to recommend is Last Train to Paradise. It's Henry Flagler and the Spectacular Rise and Fall of the Railroad That Crossed an Ocean by Les Standiford. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to understand how Florida was built, this is especially the Keys, but Flagler had influence all the way down the East Coast. But this is one of the best Florida stories of all time. And you can see how that development probably laid some framework for the development that we see and the overdevelopment that we've seen in our state.
Right.
But it's also, it's almost like a tragedy in the spoiler alert, there's hurricanes in Florida. And they wrecked what at the time was probably one of the biggest engineering marvels in the world. They built a highway between all these little islands down south. It's a fantastic read. Highly recommend it. If you love Florida history, it's a really, really good book. Last Train to Paradise. What do you have?
I've never even heard of that book, so I'm glad you brought it up.
It's sitting over there.
Well, dang. My book is less outdoorsy, but super practical. If you're privileged enough to find yourself with a job where you can work from home, I love this go-to leadership book. It's called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. It's super easy to read. It doesn't read like a textbook at all. It reads like a little mini storybook, and it just talks about leadership and how to deal with certain difficult people in your team. So now that some of us are working from home, it's all virtual. It's just another layer of complexity to communication. So reading this book would probably take about 2 hours, I would think. It's just not complex, but some really simple principles that are easy to practice. So that's mine.
Lencioni is one of the best business writers. He always writes like a little fictional narrative around the principles he's trying to teach.
Makes them super easy to remember.
Makes them super easy, but it's not depth of a plot where you got to remember 26 characters' names and how you're not solving a mystery.
It's not Harry Potter. It's like a Bernstein Bear book.
Yeah, you're not solving a mystery. It's not like a Bernstein, but you're not solving a mystery at the end of the day. She rolled her eyes. She thinks it's like a Bernstein Bear. Nate, what's on your reading list?
So a book I have started and almost finished, and it's not an outdoorsy book. It kind of is, but not really. It's not centered around that. But it's called Half Broke Horses, and it's written by a lady about her grandmother's life. So it's a true story. And her grandmother was born in like 1901 or something like that in West Texas. And then like they on a cattle ranch, and then they kind of move to New Mexico. And then she kind of grows up. She moves to Chicago for a bit and then comes back out West. And she has a fascinating life. And a lot of it is centered around ranch life and ranching and kind of small towns out West and, kind of how they like made ends meet and all this stuff during some really tough times. But if you get a chance to pick that up, it's really good. It's a good read. It's a pretty easy read.
What's the name of it again?
Half Broke Horses is what it's called.
All right, I'll put that on my list.
So,
what else do we have? You got anything else?
I have so many great things. Okay. Well, I'm gonna put two of them into one point. So obviously, lots of people are talking about working out. If you're home and you have the time, like we all have the time right now. Anybody who's not commuting just got like an hour back in their day. So
at least
taking the time to work out is going to do a couple of things. It's going to keep you from gaining the quarantine 15, which I'm like working hard on myself. It's also going to give you some mental clarity and creative back in your brain. And it helps fight anxiety and depression. And so I would say couple that with this other idea that I've been refreshing myself on. It's called block scheduling, where instead of pinning yourself down and say, I'm going to work out every day from 8 to 9 a.m., you can do what's called a block. So like make a workout block sometime between 6 and 9. I'm going to get my workout in, and then I'm going to work from 9 to 12. That's going to be my morning block. I'm just going to get as much done as I can. Then I'm going to eat lunch, and then my afternoon is my afternoon block, and I'm going to do maybe chores or like something different every day, and just kind of making bigger chunks of time dedicated to productivity. will let you get stuff done without making you feel like you're choking on watching the clock all day.
Yeah, because then you don't fail if you miss your workout from 6 to 6:30.
Right.
As long as you know you got to get your workout done before lunch.
Exactly.
That's cool. I've got start planning for a post-quarantine adventure. Now's a good time to start. Although, I don't quite understand, because I'm not a Western hunter, I don't quite understand everything going on with the Western tag situation if you wanted to plan a hunt. But you can start planning a post-quarantine fishing trip. Heck, just a family road trip or whatever. Like, now's a good time to start daydreaming about that. Like, you're locked at home. Hopefully, you're taking this seriously. You're spending time on your couch. So why not open the internet and see what's out there and see what you can find and, you know, spend some money with some small businesses or some guides or whatever along the way and daydream. Like, gives you hope almost like this is going to end at some point and we can come out the other side and have our grand adventure.
I was trying to think of where I would go on a post quarantine adventure and
Dairy Queen.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like the weirdest feeling. Cause I'm like, okay, if the government or the Surgeon General told me tomorrow that this was gone, like who do you even trust anymore? There's so much misinformation out there. And I was like, okay, maybe I would drive to like a spring in Florida and like stay in a cabin and keep it local. So I'd get out, but I wouldn't really be at the mercy of someone else's germs quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird to think about.
It is. It is. I have no idea what this is going to look like when it's over. What else do you have, Nate?
Deep clean your shotgun or all your guns or whatever. Take them apart. Like really get into the nooks and crannies of your trigger mechanism and your action and like take a couple of hours and really get into it. Cause you may think your gun is clean, but until you've really taken everything apart, it is not clean. Cause there's so much like gunpowder residue and like fouling and dirt and mud and like water that gets into your stuff that you can't see if you just like wipe it off and like clean your barrel every now and then. It's actually not hard to do. Most guns, you can just go on YouTube and be like, break down a Browning blah, 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 or Remington blah, 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 or whatever. And there's a guy on YouTube that's done it and filmed it and put it out there. And most things, it's just like one pin
yep.
that holds the trigger mechanism in. So it's super easy, and it will save you some serious headache later if you really just take the time to get into it and like take a toothbrush, get into like all the nooks and crannies, oil where you need the oil, and
get all that oil off when you're done. Like any oil when you're done.
Yes. Get the excess out. And then next duck season, you will have less malfunctions.
Yeah, or deer season, whatever. Like a lot of guys, multi-purpose shotguns, right. They're coming down to turkey season now. Like we got a few weeks left, but we're coming near the end of it. So, and we just lost, not to steal from my release, we lost a pretty big area that we turkey hunt in. Public use area was just closed. So it's almost like, at this point, we're about ready to polish up the shotgun. So that's all my list. Em, you got any more?
Yeah, I have a couple more.
All right,
yeah,
what
we
do
just
you got?
Knock them
yeah,
all out.
Just knock it out and take us out of here.
Take the kids on a romp with a BB gun. A BB gun safari. I don't know. I grew up stomping around orange groves with my cousins with BB guns, and it was like some of the best memories. And you just learn how to identify plants and like shoot at little baby oranges or lychee nuts or whatever's out there. Anyway, it'd just be something fun to do with your kids. Get them out of the house and let them get some practice with a gun that like can't kill anyone.
That's how you learn gun safety.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Second thing sort of related is plant a garden or maybe some natural native plants.
Yeah. Landscaping is big right now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's tough, right? Because you got to have the funds to do it. And it's not like, I don't know. It's not like getting a new dishwasher where you're adding functionality. It's just like a pretty thing. It's a privileged thing to be able to do.
Sure.
But also, like, being able to grow your own food right now is kind of a hot topic.
It's a good skill to have, yeah.
Yeah, and seeds are not that expensive at Lowe's. They're like $1 a pack, so something cool to teach your kids, something
and
good to start.
If you're in the Cast and Blast Florida, the group on Facebook, Adam Steele has been doing, he just moved into a new property and he's been doing walkabouts on his property and identifying the plants that are forageable.
That's cool.
So you can see what you can eat, what you can't eat. And so Adam's done, I think, at least one or two recipes on our website, and he's going to be doing some more in the coming weeks and months. But super interesting stuff out there on, he's doing beekeeping and he's growing a garden. And so it's fascinating to watch that stuff unfold too.
Yep.
Because now's the time to do it.
We had a guy on here, David Mizajewski. Was it last year?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a plant. He wrote a book about bringing native plants into your yard and creating little wildlife habitats. Do you remember the name of it?
I don't off the top of my head. But
we'll go find it and put it in the show notes.
He also wrote a book on landscaping with, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Landscaping with native plants.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic.
It's a cool idea to me. I never considered it.
He was one of my favorite interviews that we've ever done. I love all of our interviews, really. We pick good interviewees, I think. The end of the day.
You're also.
And you're a good interviewer.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No. It's all about the people. All right. Keep and Release. First time ever, Keep and Release is now brought to you by Two Fish Creative. Emily, can you tell us about Two Fish Creative?
Yeah, so we have a segment sponsor. Two Fish Creative is right up my alley, honestly.
That's why I asked you to tell about it.
They are creative problem solvers with technology. So they write code. They do what's called software as a service, where they can take something and customize it for your business to help solve problems. I work in the IT industry, so this is fascinating to me. And software as a service is becoming pretty mainstream. Everybody's got somebody that's customizing software for their business. And I'm sure any of you who are listening are thinking about something at your job that you have to work in this software and you're like, oh my God, if it just did these three things differently, we'd be so much more efficient and I wouldn't have to do double data entry or X, Y, or Z. So give these guys a call if you have these issues, if you're a business owner and you want to talk about technology, they can help hook you up.
Shoot an email to info@2.fish. That's two.fish. Or yeah, that's the email address. Or you can check them out at 2.fish. I was like, that's a weird domain name.
Yeah.
It
so instead
me.
Of being 2fish.com, that's not their... That's not their website. It's 2.fish.
TWO.FISH. Check them out. Thank you for sponsoring Keep and Release. Nate, what is your release?
My release is turkeys. I've been turkey hunting twice.
Because you can't keep them?
I can't keep them. That's right. Bingo. I've been turkey hunting twice, and I have not heard the first gobble, have not heard the first yelp, have not seen the first feather. It's been rough.
Dang.
Trying to get back into the swing of things, you know, trying to learn a new state and trying to figure out how turkeys work up here and stuff is just different. So, anyway, it's been a rough season, plus, you know, all this shelter in place stuff, which, you know, everything's just a little different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
When you really stop and think about it, like, we live in the weirdest time that we've ever in the history of the world. So like, so it's just kind of throwing off my game and I'm not super like fired up about going. And so it's just kind of weird, but I really want to at least hear a turkey gobble this year is my main goal. I have yet, since I've moved to Georgia, I have yet to hear a turkey gobble in Georgia. And so, my main goal is to hear a turkey gobble, but
that's
they've
fair.
Been kicking my butt recently.
You've lowered the ball. Can I tell you a story about Nate? When
please.
Nate, when Nate was little, because I think I'm, what, 12 years older than Nate? So I remember Nate being a baby.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, 12, 13 years older. And my dad used to always describe Nate as being simple when he was a little kid. He's like, he's just simple. He just loves stuff. And Nate is so funny on his releases
mm-hmm.
because it's the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's something food related. It's turkeys. Like, he's just really simple with what his releases are, but they're very, like, he's not a simple person. Like, he's a complex speaker.
He's not. He's such a, that's one of my favorite things about Nate is when you get him rolling on a topic that he's studied, he's so complex and he knows so much.
It reminded me of my dad saying, turkeys. It's just simple. Like, because Nate, what's your release? Turkeys. That's simple. That's about as
turkeys.
Basic as it gets.
Look, I mean, you know, life is not that complicated and... We have found that out over the past several weeks.
That's true.
That life
Nate.
Really is not that complicated, and we can when we boil it down to the basic necessities, we're still okay. And so you know, it's kind of how I like to live my life.
What is your release, Emily?
So my release is alcohol, at least 4 days a week. Listen, Nate was just touching on it, and like think about all of the cortisol that's been running through our bodies for the past 4 to 6 weeks, maybe even longer if you're me and you've been tracking this disease since it was in China in December and November. We're all tired and like dealing with this in the craziest ways. My way is like at 5:01 is to crack a beverage, you know, and start winding down for the evening. So I'm gonna try to rein that in and come up with some healthier ways of dealing with myself.
Right. Yeah.
Not every day, but the majority of the days. So if you want to join with me on having some sober days during your week, hit me up. Oh, we haven't mentioned it in this episode, but we have a Facebook group, Cast and Blast Florida, the group. If you're a new listener, come hang out with us there because it is just the most fun you'll ever have on the internet. And we can commiserate about being sober.
I can't keep up with it anymore. It's like it's every like second of every day there's something new popping on.
Yeah.
Like when we first started, it was like, oh, we got a new post. We got a new follower. Now I'm just like, I'm just scrolling through my feed and my whole feed is just Cast and Blast Florida. Like it's,
I know.
Like I have to double check to make sure I'm not in the group, make sure I'm at my homepage because it's like literally just Cast and Blast Florida, the group the whole time.
Same.
It's unbelievable, but it's also a ton of fun and we love it a lot.
Yeah, don't take that as a reason to stop. My release is public land closures. Like this week, South Florida Water Management District, last week at the time of this recording, they closed down a bunch of the Kissimmee Public Use Area, KECO. Like, I get it. Like, I get the logic behind it. And I get the, no one's ever been through these times, right? Like, I say this from time to time, and I may catch heck for making this statement right now. I don't care, really, because I would make it. George W. Bush caught a lot of heat in his presidency, but he's the only president that ever woke up on September 12th. And so this is not a statement about the presidency or what's going on right now or anything else, but South Florida Water Management District's never had to deal with a thing like this before.
Right.
FWC's never had a thing to deal like this. Like, this is unprecedented. So in this particular instance, I think maybe we've overcompensated because some of the areas they closed on the Kissimmee, you could only access by boat. So you put your boat in, you go down the river and then you go in to hunt. How are you going to come in contact? Like, where is the risk in that?
But you know what it is? It's like everything else in life. It's like when you're in second grade and one kid, like, what's a good example?
When one kid talks when the teacher during the test,
yeah,
order,
and
the teacher fails everybody.
We're all getting punished because some people don't understand the severity.
But
of the
that's
situation.
Not what this is. This is a different type of area. So this is not an area wherein people are going and congregating. There's not sandbars here. There's not party places here. This is an area that is you. The reason to go into it is to hunt or fish. It's not to hike. It's not to do anything else. So, like I said, I wrote in my notes. I was like, I get it, but I hate it. And that's really how I feel about it. So, and I know a lot of you guys have reached out to me about it. I am trying to err on the side of grace to the agencies a little bit here. Just because, like I said, it's unprecedented. Like, we've never gone through anything like this before.
Right.
I hate it, but I get it. The other mini release, to make it a little bit lighter, is on Cast and Blast Florida, the group last week, I put a poll up. Did you listen to the Tiger King episode, Nate?
I have not.
Okay.
Not
so,
yet.
So you, Nate doesn't even subscribe to our podcast anymore. He's basically
nope,
out.
You unsubscribed me somehow, then I can't figure
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you sound like my dad.
It's because he saw the negative review.
So we did a Tiger King bonus episode last week. We were sitting around. We were like, let's ride the wave. Everybody's watching it. The group has so many Tiger King memes. Let's just do it. So it was so well received. Everyone enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to do. Like, it was very little work. I didn't edit it at all. So I was like, it'd be fun to do these periodically. And I was thinking, since baseball season is missing, maybe it'd be fun to review a movie and do it. Maybe do it for our patrons, maybe do some for our patrons, some for everybody. But I put out there, what is the best baseball movie of all time? And you knuckleheads all picked The Frickin' Sandlot.
Because it's the best baseball movie
it's
of all
not.
Time. I don't know what, like, I don't know what you're talking about here. I mean,
oh
you're
gosh.
Just, you're making your own point for you, I think.
It's such a, oh, not a good baseball movie at all, and I can't believe
how
it
is
got
it
picked.
Not a good baseball.
So I'm releasing.
Movie. I don't understand this.
I'm releasing my co-host Nathan and everyone that voted for The Sandlot as the. It's a fine movie. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it as a movie. I enjoy The Sandlot. You're Killing Me, Smalls, Wendy Peppercorn, all that stuff. I like all of that. at the end of the day, though, it ain't even, and you know how my feelings are on Field of Dreams. It ain't even in Field of Dreams' ballpark. It's not in Bull Durham's ballpark by a bajillion miles. It's not in Major League's ballpark by a bajillion miles. Little Big League, Angels in the Outfield, The Natural. Like, there's a thousand baseball movies that are better than The Sandlot. That's my release. That's my other release. That's just
like your opinion, man.
Yeah, but my opinion's right on this one.
Oh, boy. Welcome to my marriage.
Your opinion is right on all of them, everything you've ever said in your life. So
can we do some
I don't take that too seriously here.
Can we do some... Can I say something? Isn't everyone's opinion right? That's why they have an opinion?
No.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not true. But
what
people's opinions
keeps?
Can be wrong.
What are our
My keep is the House Party app. If you haven't seen this app... The House Party app.
Did you just spin a record? My key. Tell me about this app, Nate. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm not a rapper. Just FYI.
Just FYI, in case you were wondering.
I'm very not a rapper. But the House Party app is like Zoom, but you can play games.
Okay.
So it has like Heads Up, and it has like Trivia, and it has like, I can't remember, there's some other ones too that you can play games with the person that you're talking to on the
games are built into the app?
They're built into the app. And it's so much fun. Catherine and I spent some time with Kaylee and Matt last week on it, and we had a blast. We talked for like an hour, but we played games for like 30 minutes of that. It was so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah, you just like add, I'm showing it to Travis. You just like add people on here, and like I would see Nate, I would see Kaylee, I would see
whoever,
and then you like roll the dice and play a game.
Awesome. Very cool. House Party.
So if you're wanting to just like have some fun with some friends or family or whatever, download House Party. It's free.
Add Nathan and Catherine, and you can play them in trivia.
Sure, let's do it.
Oh my gosh, we should tell our listeners about it and do it. Well, the reason it came up is because I was researching it because it integrates with Microsoft Teams. So you can make House Party a part of like your virtual workplace and do some fun team building stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What is your keep, Emily?
So my keep are these darling little floating drink holders from Amazon that Kaylee got us. They are so cute and they work really well. Some of them I'll describe to you. One is like the Homer Simpson donut that has a bite out of it. Some of them are like 3D. I don't know how to explain it, but one
there's
is
a
like
flamingo,
an island
a swan,
with
a
palm tree. Yeah, there's a swan. There's a duck. Anyway, they're super cute. I love them so much. We'll link to them in the show notes.
Will
if
we?
Travis remember, he never does anything I tell him to put in the show notes ever.
I forget to link anything
so,
in the show notes.
Yeah, because why should we make money off of this show? So go to Amazon and just Google it your damn self. Look for little pool koozies.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Floating pool drink holders.
That's probably better. My keep is the LaCrosse freezer monitor. I don't actually have this in hand yet, but it is en route via Amazon Prime. This is a Chad Rashar, friend of the show, Chad Rashar, recommended this. This is a monitor you put, it's a sensor you put in your freezer. And it will alert you to your phone when the freezer goes out, when the temperature goes above a certain threshold. And this is the only one I found that would do it via the app wherever you were. Most of them are only Bluetooth. So like if you were on vacation and your freezer went out, it wouldn't alert you because you weren't within range of the freezer.
Mm.
Whereas this one will alert you wherever you are. It's like 50, 60 bucks.
It goes through Wi-Fi instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it goes through actually a service. You subscribe to a service. I think it's $10 a year for the service.
Fancy.
But wouldn't it be worth $10 a year if you didn't lose your freezer?
Heck yeah.
I mean, the last time we lost our freezer, I bet we lost $500 of meat in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal, especially right now. Like you're wanting to minimize your trips to the store and everything else. And I know everybody listening to this has probably got a freezer full of fish or game or whatever. Very cool. I will put a link to it in the show notes so that you can go buy it. That is Keep and Release brought to you by 2.fish, 2Fish Creative.
Do you guys want to hear the rap I wrote?
I want to hear the rap you wrote.
All right. It might take me a second. Hold on.
Are we testing this out? Like, is this beta?
Yeah.
We're not sure this is the official jingle for 2.fish, 2Fish Creative.
Here we go. I need someone to drop a beat. Can either of you do that?
Nate, can you drop a beat? Nate's not really a beatboxer.
Let's see. How fast, how slow? What do you?
Can you give us a sample of the beat?
Here's what I hear in my head of it. It's like. Creative problem solving with 2.fish. Software solutions called 2.fish. Their takes are spicy like horseradish. Full solution services 2.fish.
Nice.
Wow.
Carrie, let me know how you like that rap.
Well, I'm not sure that I like that rap at all.
Do you like the line, their takes are spicy like horseradish?
I love that line.
Well, it's difficult to find things that rhyme with fish.
Dish,
I guess I could
wish.
Do wish.
Swish, like basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you did a great job on that beat because we did not practice that one time.
Okay.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
That was off the cuff.
Y'all, stay woke. Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast, your home for all things Florida outdoors and conservation with a dash of pop culture. Our theme song is Citrus by the one and only Trail Diver, available on Spotify. Don't forget to tag us online with hashtag WhileICastAndBlast, and someone please go leave us a new review. Hope everyone has a great week, and y'all stay woke.